I next met with Dr. Ingrid Mayer from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, and to begin, I asked her about a 43-year-old woman she treated who initially declined adjuvant therapy from her community-based oncologist, but then presented 3 years later with symptomatic metastatic disease.
So in 2012, this young woman presents with a 2.2-centimeter tumor, had one sentinel lymph node that had a macromet, but no other nodes were involved at that time. She was in at a different service, and Oncotype DX was obtained, and it was very low. It was an Oncotype DX score of 5. I'm not really sure what the discussion was at that point with her oncologist, but technically, she would have benefited from, evidently, endocrine therapy, and now with the data of the soft and text trials, like, she would be somebody who potentially would have benefited from ovarian suppression and an AI because of the positive lymph node. With an Oncotype DX that is very low, it's unclear if she would actually have had any benefit from chemotherapy, despite the fact that she had a positive lymph node. Unfortunately, at that time, she actually declined any form of treatment. She did not want to have radiation. She didn't want to have endocrine therapy and much less hear about chemotherapy. So she did okay. I'm not sure if the discussion was led in the ways that Oncotype DX score being low, she would have been okay anyway, which in many ways is partially true because the Oncotype DX signature has prognostic value as well, regardless if somebody actually takes or not endocrine therapy. But she obviously would have benefited from ovarian suppression and an AI at that time. Declined all forms of adjuvant therapy, including radiation, and 3 years later presents with a pathological fracture of the femur and gets admitted to the hospital in pain crisis. At that point, I saw her in the hospital for consultation immediately after her surgery that did confirm that her metastatic disease was indeed from her original ER-positive breast cancer. She was very scared, in a lot of pain.
So just from a teaching point of view, before you talk about how you approached her in terms of the metastatic disease, going back to that point 3 years earlier when she was originally diagnosed, first of all, I'm kind of curious, as you talked to her and met with her, what her background was in terms of refusing all therapy. What was the reasoning behind it?
So young women, when they present with breast cancer, I think there's a lot of image issues where she was a young mom. At that time, she was in her late 30s, very scared about the potential side effects that could happen with endocrine therapy, didn't want to have bad skin, bad hair, joint aches, and issues with her libido or other things. And at that point, I think she just thought, like, you know, they got it all out. I don't need anything else. Surgery is okay, and I'm going to be all right.